Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
This is Time Out for Music. I'm Daniela Konstantinova. The annual Folklore Awards is an online poll for folk performers from various branches of traditional Bulgarian art. The nominations are drawn up by a team of experts selected by successors of Folklore Fire Association. Folklore fans from across the country are also welcome to choose their favourites. There are more than 10 categories, including Voice of the Year, Folklore Duos and Trios, Album of the Year, among others. Prizes will be given to children performers. Voting takes place within a time frame determined by the organisers, who later announce winners at a special ceremony. In an interview for Radio Bulgaria, the chairman of the Successors of Folklore Fire Association, Konstantin Lazarov, mentioned some of the nominations. The award-giving event is planned for the 30th of November at Studio 5 Hall of the National Palace of Culture. Before that, however, listen to Prokleta de Tasmuma, Damn That Girl, in the rendition of Kalinka Volcheva.
Thank you.
now Konstantin Lazarov about this year's edition of the annual Folklore Awards.
Тази година има две номинации, които са нови. Едната на
This year we have two new nominations. One of them has been proposed by our general sponsor, a great fan of the folklore in the southern region of Smolensk. He came up with the idea to nominate children who rank first in various folklore contests during the year. The other new prize is for professional ensembles, who are the most active giving concerts. We hope that this is the way to motivate such groups to look for more concert opportunities and in this way for higher revenues. It is no secret that folklore ensembles are either state-funded or have municipal financing and are permanently short of cash. At the concert at Studio 5, some of the awarded performers are invited to appear. Ivo Papazov, Kalinka Vilcheva, Zhivko Zhelev, leader of Dobruja Ensemble and Bisery Band, part of the choir of Filip Kutev State Ensemble and others. We have invited the family of great Rodopi singer Radka Kushleva and of celebrated singer Boris Mashalov. The program includes the children from Nusha Vocal Studio led by Nelly Andreeva. We are determined to attract more children with the activities of the successors of Folklore Fire Association, says Konstantin Lazarov. Next, Malka Muma, Sisa Bogumoli, young girl prayed to God, performed by Nelly Andreeva and the choir of the Filip Kutev Folk Ensemble. One of the original ideas of the team of the annual Folklore Awards is an annual commemoration of one of the great names in Bulgarian folk music. The first edition was dedicated to Boris Mashalov and this year to the nightingale from the town of Trn, Gyurgia Pinjurova, on the occasion of her 120th birth anniversary. All winners have received a plaque with her image. A few months ago, the organizers gave two special Lifetime Achievement Awards to famous singer Ljubka Rondova and to veteran choreographer Radi Radev. At the ceremony on Monday, the same award will go to Ivo Papazov Ibriama, the virtuoso clarinetist who has made the name of Bulgaria more popular across the globe. And here is one more secret revealed by Mr. Konstantin Lazarov. The 2015 Voice of the Year Award goes to Kalinka Volcheva. We now leave you to Demirjiska Rečenica dance, played by Trakia Band and its leader and soloist Ivo Papazov.
We'll be right back.